This call is being recorded.
Be aware now of the majesty of the ocean, the majestic ocean. As the waves come in, into the sand and to the shore, and then receding back out, then come crashing back in, and receding back out. Feel your breathing matching the ebb and flow of the ocean waves, self becoming one with those ocean waves. They come in and they go out. They come in and recede back out. Rhythmically, gently, following the rhythm of the ocean. Now feel your feet, not only in the hot sand now, but move up a little bit. Feel the water coming up into your feet burrowing down into that wet sand now. How it makes you feel. Remember back to whenever you've been there at the beach, how you feel there. Are known as the negative ions, making you feel good, lifting your vibration, for that is what happens. Your vibrations lift. You may not have ever even known that when you've been there. But you feel that sense of bliss and peace and calm. Your vibrations rose. You moved from that 3D illusionary world into the fourth dimension, sometimes even higher into the fifth. This is why so many of you love being around the water. It doesn't only have to be the ocean, it can be a spring, a stream, gentle brook, maybe a waterfall, whatever it is for you. Feel that sense of peace and calm all around you. You get in touch with all the sights and the sounds and the smells. Now feel Gaia herself, feel the beating of Gaia's fourth chakra center, her heart. In touch with that heartbeat of Gaia. As you become in touch with the heartbeat of Gaia, begin to feel the heartbeat of the planets of the solar system as well. Remember, each of the planets is ensouled by a being, a great being. Feel the heartbeat of each of the planets, then of the sun. Beyond the sun, to the other solar systems of the galaxy. You can feel the heartbeat of all of them, but notice as you get higher and higher, the heartbeat slows down, the breathing slows down. You've moved all the way to the universal sun, source of all beings in this universe. The heartbeat there, breathing air, is almost non-existent. It is there. As beating of the heart of the universe, as that breath is taken in, everything in the universe shifts and changes. And that long sense of time, although as you are becoming more and more aware, time is not as you have come to understand it. For in the higher vibrational dimensions, time as you know it does not exist. Time is a creation within this 3D matrix, within this illusionary program. Transcend time now, just as you would transcend the matrix, the 3D matrix. Move beyond it. Feel the pulsing, all of the universe around you. The entire universe is within. As the great one Yeshua said, the kingdom of heaven is within. He was not only speaking of the physical world, what would be considered heaven, speaking of the entire universe within you. Consciousness is infinite. You are infinite. Feel now the vibration. All of life. All of creation. Know that you are touching that creation and touched by it. You are the creator and the creator. Now to bring you somewhat back to sense of normalcy, if you want to call it that, become aware now of all of the ships that are out here. Back from that sense of pure essence. To a creative zone. You are more familiar with that being just above the atmosphere of the earth and all the ships that are out here, many different sizes and colors and shapes, all here to both watch and participate in this show, in this ascension process. As you feel that pulse of the universe, as you felt it, know that a portion, just a small portion of that pulse, will come to this planet, will come to the earth. Pulse of energy that will be sent out. Already in process of being sent. And it actually does come to the earth. Everything that you know in your lives will be changed. Although, again, time frame, relative here. See that pulse now, coming to the planet. That sense that you had, even if just momentarily, being at one, with all of creation. Think how that slight pulse of energy bring that understanding to so many more across the planet. Those moments known as the event. See how everything changes as a result of this. For all fear changed to love. Darkness becomes light. Falsehoods become truths. Programming, as you have known it, ceases to exist. For the past, all of the programming of the past becomes forgotten. Now let yourselves begin to drift back towards your physical body. Bring your astral body back. As you enter your physical body, bring that sense of that pulse, that vibration, back in with you, that you can remember it, and feel just even a smidgen of that blissful feeling. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Kara. I come to be with you now, with this time, and these moments. These are the moments that you have been working toward, waiting for a very long time. I want you to think now of a snow-covered mountain. See it in your mind's eye. High mountain covered with snow. Something happens, cause a disturbance on that mountain. Snow begins to fall because of that disturbance. Begins to gain momentum, creating an avalanche. Rolling, moving down that mountain, taking everything in its path, and gaining more and more momentum as it continues to come down the mountain. Think of this as an avalanche of truth that is about to begin. The disturbance that I used in this analogy is a level of truth that is coming out that will set all of this in motion. It will be the disturbance that creates this avalanche of truth. I cannot tell you what that is at this time. Know that it is coming. It will bring the truth out to so many that have been in the darkness. It will bring more and more people into a more enlightened state of consciousness. Because the truth must be told. The truth must come out. It cannot be stopped. The avalanche of truth cannot be stopped. It is not possible. And as this truth comes out, you will recognize it for what it is. You will recognize it as the disturbance that creates the avalanche, or the first domino to fall, as another analogy that has been used before. Many of you have been waiting for the domino, wondering when it would be. I tell you now, as an emissary of the Pleiadian fleet, and a sister to all of you, my brothers and sisters, tell you that the wait is almost over. Along with these truths being brought out, as Ashtar said in this last week, other sources have also begun to share, more and more sightings will be had across the planet as a disclosure of our presence is brought to you. As has been said, it is likely to not be the governments that will reveal this. It is you, the people of the planet, that will do the revealing. It is those of you, the light warriors, the ones that are preparing and have prepared, not only anchor the light, but to share the light wherever they can. You are the ones that are in line for contact with us. And of course, much of this has been in your contracts before you came here. So it is not a sense of choose me, raising your hand. It is not in that respect that we will contact you. It is in the respect that when you are ready, you have raised your vibrations enough so that we can safely meet with you, not only for our own vibration, to not overwhelm yours. You have to understand that higher vibrations coming into a vicinity of low vibration can short out the central nervous system. This is why we, those of us that have been watching over this planet for so long, is why we have not yet made contact, full contact. Yes, with some here and there, but there are many things that are looked at, that are considered before these contacts can occur. This group, many other groups across the planet, are being prepared in this way so that you will be able to have contact with us, so that your vibrations will be high enough to meet with our vibrations. Remember, it is all about vibration and consciousness. That is what you have to always remember. Everything is vibration and consciousness. Continue to raise your vibration whenever you can, however you can, and hold that raised vibration as long as you can. And before you know it, not only will all of these truths be revealed, but you will be fully in the process of your own ascension, which will include connection with those of us that are ready to connect with you. I am Kara, and I leave you now in peace and love and understanding that you are the One and the One.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Greetings to you. When we start here to take you on to next steps, for that is what this is all about, is continuing to bring you along, to continue to show you the door, as the James said earlier in from the movie The Matrix. We can show you the door, but you are the ones that have to walk through it. That is so important. We have been showing you the door. You have been showing others the door. But it is up to each and every individual to be ready to walk through it. That is so important. You cannot get anybody, make anybody walk through it if they are not ready for it. But you can open it to anyone. Remember that. Do you have questions here for One Who Serves? This time we do not have Shoshana with us, but we will move through it anyway here. Are there any questions? No, there must be one or two questions about the message that Kara has given here. Someone just needs to feel like they can bring those questions up. But anyway, are there any?
Yes, One Who Serves. This is Lorelei, dear brother. This isn't about Kara, but last week we were having a conversation and we thought it would be a good question to ask you because I have gotten the understanding from my twin flame that Yeshua was actually, there was a brotherhood that assisted Yeshua in the living of that life by walking into his body and taking certain parts of it, which kind of gave him a rest or whatever. And that maybe, and my twin flame, as I understand it, was part of that brotherhood. So we were wondering about if that's true, someone even wondered if that happened at the end of his life, and also, you know, how much that does happen.
But we can tell you, we need everybody to please, if you're not speaking here, to keep your phone muted. There is an echo here at this phone. We ask you if you understand the term overlighting.
Somewhat.
That is what was occurring in those respects. The overlighting, the ones that were such as Sananda, overlighting Yeshua, others overlighting Yeshua at various times. This was what was occurring. It was not only just Yeshua, he was a man. You have to understand that. A man just like anyone else. But he had certain knowledge, we will say here. And he came in with much of this, but then he learned it as well. Just as any boy or girl would go off and learn the secrets, the mysteries, this is what he did. And as he was able to do that, he was able to then connect with those ones at higher vibrations than him at that time. And they were able to come in and overlight him, just as you hear of various ones such as Saint Germain overlighting the president of this country, the Donald Trump. This is also what is occurring at times, you see? So that certainly occurred then, just as it is occurring now.
Wonderful, thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question. It's a very silly question. It's a very embarrassing question, because I fell asleep once again during the meditation, and I missed Tara. Can somebody tell me what his announcement was that I missed? Please.
What we can tell you is that there is much coming, and what Kara spoke of is that there is a truth avalanche that is on its way. That was the major part of this. And it will bring so much forward that has been contemplated, considered, all of these things, part of your conspiracy theories or so-called conspiracy theories that will become known as facts more and more. And this is part of this truth avalanche that is coming forward. Many things that will be shared that have been kept in the shadows for a long time here, but they will be brought forth, which will also come to bring about those technologies, those various technologies that have been hidden away from mankind, also in the shadow. This will come to light. All of this is about coming back into the light, bringing the light to the planet here. And part of the light here is the truth being known. This is much of what she spoke of. You can certainly listen or read the transcription at a later time.
Oh, no, I will. I will. I was just so excited to hear it. And then I woke up when you were doing your Om, and I was like, I missed it. I missed it. So thank you. One other quick question. I was hearing things about major energy influxes or increases during the next week or so coming? Can we hear anything? Is there anything about that known, or is that, just...
It hasn't been said, but yes, there are certainly energy waves that are coming, coinciding, we will say, with the time frame here of your summer solstice. This
right.
is what's
yes, I heard that.
Part of this, these energies that are coming, they have been spoken of for a while now from different sources, and these energies are going to pick up and get stronger and stronger because mankind, you're going to have to say, mankind is awakening. That
yes.
is what you have to know. Do not think in terms of how many are asleep across the planet, but how many have awakened.
Thank you so much.
Any other questions here?
I have a quick question about Kara. When
yes.
she said all this, my quick question, you know, I don't want to doubt her or anyone who sends messages, but we heard so many messages before, but it's coming, the truth coming out to the surface and everything else. But so far, we spreading the light, but all that what they're saying supposed to happen didn't happen yet. So my question is how that it can be, but this time it will be for real.
Because you, as well as others, are continuing to be ensconced within the 3D matrix. This
right.
was what this discussion here today was all
right,
about.
Right.
We gave
right.
this suggestion to the one James here that he would bring
right.
this up. It is important
right.
for you to transcend, to move beyond the 3D matrix. This is the programming that has been holding you back. If you continue to stay in the 3D matrix, you will keep the matrix going. So all of you must begin to think in terms of not when these things are coming, but
right.
that they are coming. You have to understand, you have to believe that they are coming. The truth is coming out. And we have
no.
said many times before that at one point, all of this will be shown to you. It will become real in your understanding. You just need to be patient, be neutral. That is very important here. Be neutral. Be
yes.
centered. And be in that eye of the storm. And let everything revolve around you, the storm revolve around you, but you be centered within the eye. And be at a point where everything is peaceful and calm, and you do not become emotionally involved in what is coming out. And it is
thank
coming
you.
Out. It is
thank you.
Coming
yeah. I agree, and thank you. Just reaffirmation about it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. All love and light to you. Thank you.
Yes. Are there any other questions here?
Yes, I have a question. One of you serves.
Yes.
So, just in order to clarify what is being said to us from Kara and from yourself, what if this is what is you're talking about? So what I see is that my language and my truth is has changed dramatically from where I was several years ago, and it just is, and I just know these things to be the truth. So this avalanche of truth that is coming, I can see it manifesting around me, and I can see it manifesting within the 3D as well. I mean, they're higher truths that I can see the truth coming more and more and more all around us, through media, through movies, just in the frequency of the people, I can see the truth is already coming down that slope. And it's a knowing. I just know it is what it is. And is that what you're saying, that we are to be that, and that will be the disclosure, is that more and more of us are becoming the truth and living that truth? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. Those of you, the light workers, the warriors, all of you are important, very important in bringing this whole process about. Without you, the ones that have been in the shadows would not be coming out into the light. But they are coming into the light. And everything that they have held back is also coming into the light. So it is very important for those of you, groups such as this, to bring that light, not only to anchor the light, as we have said, but to share the light as much as possible, to share the knowledge, to bring all of this forward. Because without you doing this, again, those ones would continue to stay in the shadow, the programmings would continue, and it would be many thousands of years in your understanding before there could be the ascension. But that has all changed as a result of you, the ones coming to this planet, coming to this evolution to bring these changes about. You are the system busters. So it is time to bust the system wide open. Okay?
Yes, and I just got one more question about the believing is seeing. Well, it's like this. The believing is seeing, so I believe what you said when you told us last week. Look up to the skies. Look up to the skies. So I've been looking and looking up to the skies. And last night, I just sat outside and looked up at the skies, and I saw two ships fly by very fast, like they were going somewhere. And the two that were with me, the two ones with me, did not see them, but I was totally, there was no doubt, I could see these two ships go by. And so seeing was believing as well as believing was seeing. And I just think that, is that because of the frequency of that I was holding, that I was enabled to see the ships, that I was holding a frequency that would enable me to see the ships? Or are the ships visible to everyone, even on the 3D plane?
You've heard the saying many times, for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, that is what is occurring here. More, though, will be opening their eyes, meaning their third eye, as you have, and will be able to see more and more. And that was Ashtar that said that last week. And it is important for you to begin to open that third eye. This is why in several of the advances up to this point, we have been working with you on doing exactly that, opening your third eye, working with it, because it is important more and more to create the understanding that that you do have the eyes to see, and that those things that are up there will begin to be revealed more and more. They are there. More people just need to see them. Okay.
So are you saying that I was looking through my third eye when I saw the ship? Because it appeared, well, it appeared like I was just looking through my eyes.
You were. Your third eye, though, creates the vision that goes beyond your physical eyes. You see? You are seeing with your physical eyes, but with your third eye open, you are seeing beyond what the normal, we do not like to use that terminology, but it has to be here, the average or the normal person would not be able to see because they do not have their open third eye. You see? So it would not even be in their perception that it was there. You see?
Yes,
but the idea that you looked up at that moment, that is what lets you know that you are ready, as we have been saying, again, prepared and ready to be able to have these experiences more and more.
So the other thing I left out was that I literally intended to see the ship because, you know, I said, well, I intend to see the ship. And then there they are, you know, so is that part of it as well?
Is that not believing is seeing?
Well, I guess that's another way of saying it, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
Thank you, one who serves. Much love and light to you.
Yes. Any other questions here?
One who serves, this is Gina.
Yes.
Now, I have a lot of experiences with the ships in the sky, almost on a nightly basis, always. But I call them forward. And in my prayer, while I'm doing my invocations, I mentioned the other night that I haven't seen the Andromedan ships at all, only but once. And, you know, would love to see you guys again in a joking manner as I was acknowledging them. And Lord and behold, I went outside. And was looking, you know, scanning the sky again, and there comes a ship way, 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 way up, which is where I saw them last time, way, way up. And it just blinked at me, and I went, oh yes, and started to try to follow it. Caught it on video, actually, two blinks on my video, and I kept losing it because looking through your phone, the sky at the same time is almost impossible. But anyway. Here's my question to you. They are definitely tuned in on us and hearing our thoughts and responding to us. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is the idea of telepathy and
mm-hmm.
how they are able to communicate, especially with those of their own, hint, hint. So as they are able to communicate with those who are ready for this, then they can be more visible and more real to those who are observing them.
Very well, thank you.
Good question. It's Drusilla again. They've been blinking at me also and responding to my thoughts. I keep saying, okay, guys, you know, just give me a little blink. Let me know that you're there, and I'll get a blink here or there in the sky. Does that mean my third eye is open, or they're blinking at me in 3D?
We'd say a combination of both, but it is not 3D, as you are saying it. It is higher vibration. You must be in the higher vibration to be able to see them or witness them.
Okay. Yeah, because they seem to be conversing in some way. Thank you.
Yes. Any other questions now before we release channel? Then we are ready to do so, to release channel. But before we do, we ask you to really take into consideration everything that is being given about not only being the light and anchoring the light, but being the light and sharing the light. That is very important here, because you have all moved to the stage now, you as the group now, we are saying, have moved to the stage where it is important for you to not only be knowing of the path, but time to walk the path, as was given in the movie The Matrix. Walk the path, people. Okay? Santi, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.
Thank you.